Module 2, Lesson 3.3, Sleep Regressions.
Even though some experts don't believe that sleep regressions really happen, from our practical experience with families, the evidence is actually quite clear. So in contrast to motoric developments, which are primarily a development of physical skills, sleep regressions, on the other hand, are generally more cognitive in nature, and they often coincide with the mental leaps described as wonder weeks. These leaps signify the development not of something that the child can physically do, but more how they perceive and understand the world around them. So because their perception of the world changes with each leap, their behavior often regresses, and this just often causes sleep issues. Sleep regressions often happen around 4 months, 9 months, 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months. That being said, we also want to warn you against labeling every sleep trouble as a regression or developmental leap. Often parents are too afraid to start the sleep training process because the Wonder Weeks app says that their child is going through a leap or they think that they might be in the middle of a sleep regression. Remember, sleep may be affected by the developmental factors, but it's not always the case. So we encourage you to constantly assess the situation, but also not to wait for the perfect time to make changes. Go to your worksheets now and answer the questions for Module 2, Lesson 3.3 on sleep regressions.